beginnt gerade auf dem Sachtes Ksubis, da sein, beginnt nochmal auf, beginnt das Master, beginnt mit dem Gemara, mit Tuch, Schurk, Lutzeuch, since it's permitted for a need, Pirish, Tuch explains what need, Lutzeuch, Echel Nefesh, for the needs of food items, which is what the Torah talks about, which is Namish, Lutzeuch, so it's also meant for not necessary meaning of Echel Nefesh, of food items, but, well, not totally unnecessary, so it's Tuch, Mubachi, Tuch, Hanosayim, as long as there's some pleasure needed for the day, or Tuch, Kim, Mitzvah, Yom, or some type of performance of Mitzvah, Yom, like when you take out the baby to be circumcised. Let's say if a Torah liquor's boy to read from the Sefer or Lulav Leitz's boy, or to fill the mitzvah of Lulav, if the Gemara says in Be'edav, he's based on that's permitted. But if it's totally unnecessary for today at all, look, that would not be permitted. From Yitech, Kamayat Sosa, one of the Mechayiv, like carrying out stones which you're liable on Yom Tov, away from Yom Tov L'chol, and someone begs from Yom Tov for a weekday. According to Rav Chisda, you get lashes over there on the Bay of Chafal Menav, from the Leslie Hoyle, because you don't have Hoyle. Yeah, that would be forbidden. And Shchidus Oilus Nadava, slaughtering a carbon oil that's in Nadava, the Shirley Base Hill, over there in Bay of Chafal Menav, Hainu Mishum. The reason is, so this is to come to explain, well, there is not a Tzarech Yom Tov. So how do we understand where Basil says that it's permitted? So this explains, it says, Hainu Mishum Shalei Shulchan Chamali, it's for a Svara. Your table should not be full, which is Eichel Nefesh, the Shulchan Abchel Chasa and the table of your master of Hashem should be empty. That's why it's permitted. And so too, we might say Chametz, but Tech Pesei. Tais is bothered, he says, if you find Chametz in your house, the mean paragam of the Besach, the Besinifer, the Besinifer, the Besinifer, the Besinifer, the Kleifel of Kli, that you have to cover it with a vessel. So he's bothered, why? But Lashrin, Lassarfer, why don't you permit to burn the Mishnah Mitoich because of Mitoich, which there's a mitzvah burning the Chametz. And Mishum the Osla surf in the burn, because rabbinically you're not let it burn it. Well, I'm Mishum Mukta, because it's actually Mukta, the Osla Talti, and I'll move it. Avalaylam, don't say, oh, because the Arikish Abilah, Tomo, you already nullified it, and different than Tomo, Mitzah, the rest of the burn it, because Mukim still says, Taisam, Drabon, the Mitzah, the surf, rabbinically, the Mitzah, the burn it, Abit Sarcha Yayim, it would still be in need of the day, because the Mitzah, Drabon, and Namasharina, you also permit a rabbinic Mitzah, Hechadik, Lame, Mitaych, if you could say the Svar of Mitaych. And then says, Taisam is, behold, the plague, Bisham, Mishum, Bayed, of your base, and Bisham, Mabash, get another Biamtib. If you cook the sciatic nerve on Yom Tov, which is forbidden to eat, you cooked it for Achol and you ate it. To Bisham, because Bisham the lesl mitoich that you don't have mitoich, like you get lashes. Bisil the lesl mitoich that according to Bisil that you have mitoich, and like you don't get lashes. That's about a better question. What do you mean? But there's no tzorich Yom Tov at all. It's also to eat to get anasha. We said we still can begin to tell you the mitoich is a limited capacity. So why wouldn't you get lashes according to Bisil? So it's tzorich. Let me have to say, I would have to nefesh even that's not considered for Yom Tov eating need mishamis the because of the prohibition of that's on the get anasha. I'm come welcome tzorich Yom. It's still considered need of the day. To permit me to eat wine, given achle, lemaisi ate it. At the end of the day, you ate it, so therefore there was tzarich, even though it obviously was forbidden. More of a situation nearly appears to read the tzarich tenek latayel, carrying out a baby in let's say the carriage or to carry the baby, have a tzarich hayim that is considered neat of the day of Yom Tov, and there it's included mitoich. Only, however, it's all tzarich nachli, but carrying out for a non-Jew near us that would seem to be forbidden. Now that the custom is that people do carry out for purposes of a Gentile. Because our public domain is really is only considered the rabbinical privity of a karmelist. Because our streets are not 6 miles wide. We're not going to this halacha of a karmelist of Haitzah. Taisa brings the proof. It says just like the talking about Rabbi Chanan says, but just like we don't have the halacha of having to make an erev in the court just to be able to carry. You get a mashma rish perik shen beilek. Sounds like the beginning of the second perik of Beit Daf Tezem Beis. Daman the Gemara says Yom Tov Shchali Yisrael Shabbos. The Chulav Yom Tov falls out to be on a Friday. Rabbi Yemi says, "Ma'amin Rabbi Chanan says you can make erev Chanan on Friday for Shabbos, but erev Tchumen you cannot make erev Tchumen for Shabbos. Why? If you shat the Oisub, but Daba Asalai, you only say it's forbidden Yom Tov something that's forbidden on it. Beyat the Oisub, Daba Mutlay, you cannot make forbidden on it for Shabbos what's permitted on it." Which is that of Chetzeres, but Tchumen, which is forbidden Yom Tov, you can't do that for Shabbos. But says Amos, so you see, like talking to Rebbe Chetzeres, you see that, yeah, there's no problem with Rebbe Chetzeres on Yom Tov, but therefore you're permitted to do it for Shabbos on Yom Tov, that there's no requirement of Rebbe Chetzeres on Yom Tov. Again, so if that's the case, it says, well, I didn't like as a Karmelis, just like the Yisra Rabban of Rebbe Chetzeres does not apply on Yom Tov. So too, the Rabbinicus of Karmelis does not apply on Yom Tov. I behold the Kamel and Peg Amrullah increased W Dam and Alpha Peg Am the Beah and the first Peg of Beah W Bizam and Alpha Yashiru Eidu Beitol Yom Tov. There is a lock of Eirub and of by carrying on Yom Tov. So it says near the Arab Eirub Tchumen, which Eirub Tchumen, Arab Chatzeris, but Eirub Tchumen that you have to make an Eirub for how far you're going to walk that you have prohibited on Yom Tov. This was what the Rashba said. But Rashul Chosabai, subsequently the Rashba retracted from what he permitted to carry out for the purposes of a Gentile, that because our Shuzram is only a Carmelis. Because he says the machatzah shein meruves, because from a courtyard that you don't have to make an erev ain't lumi mendel karmelis. can learn out to the rabbinic of Kamlus the Chometzei, because that's more stringent. Rashi Masechet Shabbos, like I explained, Masechet Shabbos of Kofi Tzayin Medalf. And Va'odner and Morva says it appears the Hadi Kamelon, this that the we quoted that the Yesh Erev Tzayin Liyamtiv, that there is Erevin and the Isra Tzayin Liyamtiv. Not like we said that that's Erev Tchumen. No, it sounds like Erev Chatzisma. That's like you do have to make Erev Chatzisma Liyamtiv. Where do we find this? Minabay Lebein Perik Amin Leif, from the fact that the Gemara says in Kriz David Dalman Avde in Erev Tzayin Liyamtiv Kipurim that there's a lot of carrying Yom Kippurim from one Mishnah to another one. And there's no halacha of Erev. Meditnan Hasam. The fact that the Mishnah says with the Mahisa Shabbos. Oh, and another thing, we're trying to say a list of things you could violate in one act. And it was Shabbos, and you carry your mouth, Yechai for Osav Hoytza. So you see that only for Shabbos, you'd be Chayv and Hatza, and not for Yom Tov. So it's not like we said that it's talking about Erev Tchumen, but it seems to be it's on in Erev. Means regarding Erev Chatzis. B'chem Ebeya, and if you're based on an alf, B'chem Ebeya, you might want to infer, the ain't Erev Betzal Yomtim, that there's no halacha of Erevin and Esther Betzal and Yomtim, and the Shari Beisil Lahit to cut in the Lulav. That Beisil permitted one to carry out a child on Yomtim and a Lulav, by Erev Chatzis. That's Erev Chatzis. The Hashta Mukhuch Lashaper, now makes sense that they're proving me the Shari itself, and the fact that you've been Haitza, the Legis Rabban Erev Chatzis, because the whole Esther Betzal was Elmash Maitza, because you might come carry it out in Shul Zerab. But Erev Tchumen ain't Yom Laitza, but Erev Tchumen has nothing to do with Laitza. Therefore, that Erev of Tchumen would have nothing to do with the other part of Laitza. Then Taisa concludes, says, well, the Kama, this is the reason we have to Isab Deva Mutlis. What is the Gemara mean over there? That you cannot make forbidden for on Yom Tov what is permitted for it. Hayin Mishum, the Mutl Haitz Laitza. Not because there's no halach of Erev. There is a prohibition of Erev in Yom Tov. It just means because it's permitted to carry out for a need on Simchas Yom Tov. So that's why we say you're not going to make Erev Chatzis forbidden to be made on Yom Tov Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. But of course, there is a Isser of Erev Chatzis on Yom Tov too. That's the case. He must last the Mugamer be Yom Tov. He should be permitted to make Mugamer on Yom Tov because he's saying of Mitaych. If you're going to say, it is to ask us to take a look. It's a little day, not Mitaych. What do you mean? What are you asking on that man, the Amar? What do you mean? The questioner also has this question. Does he think that there's no Mitaych? This is the reasoning of Basil that says this is nothing to do with anyone else. This is a well-known Tanakh opinion of Basil. But someone says what he could say is no show. He said, but the time of Basil, he thought that the reason Basil is not because of Mitech. It's because no problem about that there's no need of an Arab and there's no problem about carrying out Kadzak Mekarbebe, like the Gemara originally thought in the Gemara Bay. I think of Dasan Barakal, although the Gemara refuted that and says no, it's because of Mitech. The Miller Papa, Lashmila, maybe Rab Papa never heard that rejection. Or by Yishama, initially you could say, so he thought that it's permitted not for a need, but as long as it's something that's normal, that's regular. Well, he's asking, so this thing about a bia of the first time is not any more than mugmer in a constant way. So therefore, that's what he's saying. It should be just like mugmer. And why is mugmer forbidden and bia is permitted? I said something that is necessary for every people. And eating deer, although most people are not eating it, but still something that everyone could use. Same thing is regarding beer. It's also tzarech l'chol nefesh, even though maybe it's not so common, but it's still considered tzarech l'chol nefesh. Now, because it's typical to the Rikos, I'm going to say perik beis de beis. The Gemara says beis de beis menal. What's the halacha? Can you extinguish a candle for intimacy? Masik das. The Gemara comes out, it's forbidden. It says, why? You said that B is considered Tzarech L'chol Nefesh, and therefore you should be allowed to do Malach of it. Peshavim Tzarech says, what you can say is, no, the Hach over here, Davka B'il Rishayna. We're talking about the first B, the Mitzah, which that's a Mitzah, that would Tzarech Mitzayim, that's considered necessary for the Mitzah of it that you have today, to consummate the relation. Of Hashar B'il is, but all other intimacies, ain't called Tzarech Tzarechim, it's not so necessary for today to be able to extinguish a candle. But Yisham, or another approach you could say is, no, the Kibbe HaNeir, Vim Neidav Acher, extinguishing the candle so you can have intimacy, which is forbidden in front of a candle, have come in makshir, and it's considered like a preparatory act. Still, by chanefesh, so even makshir or chanefesh preparing for food times is forbidden on Yom Tov. Chimuch ha'chasim d'par chalah. But the Tanya, the Gemara asked from a brayse, the mechabnes of bikas, kedei shlei sashna bayis, that you can extinguish the log so that the house doesn't get smoke. Yimshan, the Gemara answer, he Rabbi Yehudi, d'shar makshir chanefesh, he prevents makshir chanefesh. Can give me the rabban, when I was saying rabban, with makshir chanefesh is forbidden, there you see that for sure we're going to say the same thing regarding the candle for the intimacy. The initial one on Friday night. And that's, we said, okay, we took care of the problems about Chabura and other things. More of us says, that you might come to slaughter a bird on that Suda Friday night. And Vahasam Khinam Mevitsud Bishabas, that's what we rely on to make the Suda of the Chasna on Friday night.